down on my face. Buses hurry on.
It feels appropriate to have a rainy day today, a little bit chilly with all the drama. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. We're here to talk about the weather. And Cliff, what do we have in store?
Well, the cold and rain is going to turn to warmth and sun pretty soon. So, well, we should be encouraged. Today, we have a front moving through this morning, and there's rain over much of the area, except around Lynnwood, stretching back to Kitsap Peninsula, where they're in the lee of the Olympics. But the front's moving through. There's going to be rain, certainly this morning. And then as the front moves past, we'll see showers in the mountains, a lowering snow level, and probably the formation of a Puget Sound convergence zone somewhere between Seattle and Everett. So many people will see some sun later this afternoon, except in the Central Sound, where there should be some steady rain and maybe even a chance of a thunderstorm or two.
A thunderstorm or two, who's going to get that?
Probably associated with the Puget Sound convergence zone. That seems to be a focus of getting the thunderstorms when we do get them, because there's extra upward motion. And it's enhanced by the fact that there's cold air coming aloft after the front. That makes the air a little bit more unstable. Put them together, and we often see a little bit of thunder activity and some lightning in a Puget Sound convergence zone that goes after the front passage.
So that's from the North Seattle up through into Snohomish County. We'll
exactly.
get a little bit of that. And so, and what else is coming up?
So the front will move through, convergence zone. Then I think on Saturday it's going to be more of the same thing. Well, the front's gone, but there'll be showers in the mountains. The convergence zone will reform, I'm sure, during the day on Saturday. So worse in the Central Sound, sunnier to the north and south. So if you're in the Central Sound, you want to get out of it. You probably could just drive, if you know, 10, 20 miles north or south, and you'd probably get out of it. And then on Sunday, we're going to start really drying out. There may be a few showers in the morning, maybe a residual convergence zone. But by the middle, late in the day, it should completely open up. So we should see dry conditions, you know, afternoon and sun over much of western Washington. Maybe a few showers in the mountains on Sunday. But after that, the world changes completely. A ridge, an area of high pressure, starts building up in the eastern Pacific, and it's going to amplify during the week. And the temperatures are going to move up and up day by day. So Sunday, maybe the temperatures will be in the upper 50s, then lower 60s on Monday, mid-60s on Tuesday, upper 60s to around 70 on Wednesday, and it could even get into the 70s on Thursday. And right now it looks like we'll have warmth continuing at least Thursday, Friday into Saturday. So this is going to be an extraordinarily warm period with temperatures getting almost up to summer-like levels right now in the middle of April.
I know a few people who are ready for a little bit of that. Well, we had some really weird versions of these kind of sudden thunderstorms this past week, at least in Seattle and in north of Seattle. Maybe, I don't know if that was limited to that area. What was going on with these storms?
That's right. We had some thunderstorms in the central Puget Sound area that there was about four or five lightning strikes. And in fact, the power went off at the University of Washington. It was unusual to have, you know, such an intense thunderstorm period in just over an hour or so here in Seattle. You know, we don't get very many thunderstorms here. In fact, if you look at a plot of thunderstorms around the United States, we get less than almost any place. So it's really us down to California have only the order of 10 thunderstorms, 5 or 10 thunderstorms a year. So we not only have less thunderstorms, but we have weaker thunderstorms. And the reason for that is that we have this big ocean upwind of us. To get thunderstorms, particularly big ones, you need two things. You need a big change of temperature with height, and that's normally due to the surface being warm, and you need a lot of water vapor in the air. Well, the fact that we have this ocean upwind of us, we have relatively cool air that comes in over western Washington, Oregon. So we don't get really that warm, unfortunately, at the surface to give us that big temperature change with height. Then the other thing is you need a lot of water vapor. Water vapor is fuel for thunderstorms because as the moisture condenses, it releases heat. Well, strangely enough, because we have an ocean out there, we don't have a lot of water vapor in the air. The reason is the water is relatively cool, and the amount of water that air can hold depends on temperature. So even if the air is above water, if the water is cool, we can't get much more water vapor. So between the two factors that are both connected with the oceans, we don't get the ingredients that produce strong thunderstorms or many thunderstorms.
Oh, we miss out, don't we?
We do. It's terrible.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mast teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington and joins us every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.